Nolte, From No Kings to Yes Nazi, Democrats Stand by Graham Plattner. By John Nolte on October 22, 2025. Democrats believe their best chance to defeat incumbent U.S. Senator Susan Collins' army is with Graham Plattner, a guy sporting a Nazi tattoo, so they are sticking with him. The shameless hacks at the far-left Politico claim Democrat U.S. Senate candidate Plattner's tattoo only resembles a Nazi symbol, but it's a Nazi symbol, and as Plattner's own former political director says, Plattner damn well knows it's a Nazi tattoo. Plattner, who sells himself as an everyday oyster farmer, has turned out to be everything Democrats and media outlets, like the far-left Politico, always falsely accuse Republicans of being. Let's start with the fact Plattner is, to be charitable, Nazi-adjacent. He also advocates violence. Here's what he wrote just a few years ago in a Reddit post that was deleted after he became a candidate. Tell them that if they expect to fight fascism without a good semi-automatic rifle, they ought to do some reading of history. In another thread, the 41-year-old military veteran wrote, "After the war, I've pretty much stopped believing in any of the patriotic nonsense that got me there in the first place. And am a firm believer that the best thing a person can do is help their neighbors and live a loving life." Then he added this, "Still got the guns though. I don't trust the fascists to act politely." He's also a bigot. Here's his response to a Reddit thread titled, "White people aren't as racist or stupid as Trump thinks." Living in white rural America, he wrote, "I'm afraid to tell you they actually are." He's also a self-described vegetable growing, psychedelics taking socialist these days. Oh, and he admitted that he got older and became a communist. Oh, and he's a racist and sexist. The Washington Post would later report that Plattner also posted on Reddit asking why black people did not tip and ask why women did not take some responsibility for themselves and not get so f*** up they wind up having sex with someone they don't mean to. Now, we already know the maniacs in the Democrat Party have no problem with communists or socialists or people eager to shoot and kill us, but Nazis? Nazis? Plattner now claims he had no idea, really. Mom, no idea at all, he'd been sporting a Nazi tattoo these last 20 years. Graham Plattner, a far-left Democrat candidate running for U.S. Senate in Maine, has a Nazi tattoo on his chest. The skull and bones on his chest is called Totenkopf and it was used by Hitler's SS. pic.twitter.com/ipsal0fd4. Ryan Saavedra, at Real Saavedra, October 21, 2025. It was not until I started hearing from reporters and DC insiders that I realized this tattoo resembled a Nazi symbol, Plattner told his fluffers at Politico. I absolutely would not have gone through life having this on my chest if I knew that. And to insinuate that I did is disgusting. I am already planning to get this removed. Some, however, dispute Plattner's ignorance defense. After Plattner's disgusting Reddit posts were revealed, his political director, Genevieve McDonald, resigned. Of the later revealed Nazi tattoo, she wrote on Facebook, "Maybe he didn't know it when he got it, but he got it years ago and he should have had it covered up because he knows damn well what it means. Get a load of this." According to a person who socialized with Plattner when he was living in Washington, D.C., more than a decade ago, Plattner had specifically acknowledged that the tattoo was a Totenkopf, the death's head symbol adopted by an infamous Nazi SS unit that guarded concentration camps in World War II. He said, "Oh, this is my Totenkopf," the former acquaintance told Jewish Insider recently, speaking on the condition of anonymity to address a sensitive issue. He said it in a cutesy little way. "Listen, I'm not sitting here on some high horse condemning a 22-year-old drunk Marine for doing something stupid. There are all kinds of shameful things in my past, okay? None involve Nazi affections, but still, who isn't at the mercy of poor judgment at that age? My issues, and there are two, are this. First, I don't believe Plattner when he says he didn't know what the tattoo symbolized, so the fact he kept the tattoo is beyond damning. Plenty of people cover tattoos they regret with different tattoos. This is not difficult or expensive. Secondly, this is who Democrats really are. Bernie Sanders stands by Maine oysterman taking on Susan Collins despite racist posts and troubling tattoo. Democrats are sticking with Mr. Nazi adjacent. Of course, they are, because Democrats are everything they falsely accuse Republicans of. Even Bernie, the guy from the so-called progressive wing of the party, The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wing is all in for Mr. McCaitler. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, wouldn't even condemn Plattner. All he said was, "We think that Janet Mills is the best candidate to retire Susan Collins." These are the same Democrats who stand with Jay Jones, the Democrat running for Attorney General in Virginia, who openly fantasizes about shooting Republicans in the head and making them watch their children die. In less than 48 hours, Democrats went from no kings to yes Nazi. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.